Hello, this is the Black Lex, also known as Dark Swain, the Irregular Man. And you're listening to the Irregular Man podcast. Remember then, there is only one time that is important. Now. It is the most important time because it is the only time when we have any power. Leo Tolstoy. What does it mean to be in the now? I think many of us spend a lot of time worrying about the past, about the future, and not enough time in the present. We seek to either revisit things that cannot be changed or find ways to escape our fate. I guess it really doesn't matter which. They both are fallacious, and they both can turn into a detriment, nothing but a trap for us to fall into, an abyss that never ends, that only gets darker and darker the further we fall into it. The only thing that we can really seek is now. We can be right here in this moment. Experience it. Experiencing it as it is. To feel it all around us. Every sound. Every breath, even the thoughts that come, we feel them all around us, and we take it all in, not trying to escape, not trying to avoid, but accepting it as it is. That's the best time in the world. Now, it's the most pivotal, the most precious, because now will never be again. It will come once and then be gone forever. We cannot change anything as it has happened. That's it. I think today I've really realized that the power that we have really lies in loving ourselves despite our situation, despite what we've done, and despite what we think we will do. Humanity's greatness lies within its ability to adapt. And someone once said that it's very soothing to forget, but it's very dangerous as well. Understand that many of us rush away from that which has happened to us. We don't want to recall the terror that we felt, the hurt, the pain. Many of us dive into addiction to rid ourselves of the guilt or the memories that come at our most vulnerable moments. Yeah. How powerful is that? That we don't have the will enough to accept that which cannot be changed. Instead, we avoid thinking. We avoid embracing the past. Often, we take the past and we rebuild it in our minds in hopes of finding a clue, in hopes of understanding what has happened to us, where we have gone, why we do the things we do. I feel that's important. I know there's great truth in that, in understanding where you came from. Because if you don't know where you were, you don't know where you came from, oftentimes it's hard to know where you're going. And that's a tragedy as well. But what can we do now? Like I said, it's soothing to forget. It's dangerous, huh? It's very dangerous. But to dwell and live within a moment that has gone is just as dangerous. There's a balance to it. There is a way to accept and move on, yet understand and learn, but not be stuck in the mire. We learn not to create those same traps for ourselves in the future. We learn not to make those same moves. It's like falling into a pit twice. And that third time, you've marked where that pit is and you walk around it. But you remember that you fell. Remember, you had the pain of falling because you broke your ankle. The second time, you broke your ankle. And you say, hey, I'll never do that again. I know where that pit is. Matter of fact, I'm going to fill that hole up so that nobody else can fall into that pit either. Not only am I going to learn a lesson, but I'm going to make sure that nobody else has to go through that. That's profound. Not only learning from your mistakes, but learning from other people's mistakes. Even better, preventing people from making those mistakes altogether. And we can make an argument about letting people make their own mistakes. Yeah. That's true. But people don't have to make the same mistakes we did. They have their own mistakes to make. There's a good argument for you. So, in short, understand where you are. Understand now. Be present enough to to engage yourself with what's happening, but release yourself from the shackles of the past. God bless. Thank you for listening to the Irregular Man podcast. You can also find me on YouTube as The Irregular Man, where I produce videos each week. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram @ManIrregular. Thanks for listening.